Now what happens then if you have got these facultative anaerobes working in the water then? This plot here indicates the concentration of oxidants that's present, and down the bottom the total weight of organic which is degraded per unit volume. At the start we've got plenty of oxygen, we have got sulfate present, we've got nitrate present. The little dotted line indicates the PE value that we would be calculating in that water. So at the start then the PE has got a high value, so we've got oxidizing conditions. The organism then is consuming the oxygen until it runs out. When it starts running out of oxygen, it switches over to nitrate, because you remember that sitting on that table, nitrate was the next down in line. So it then starts using nitrate. Now when it starts using nitrate, the value for the PE in the water drops, because the characteristic PE for the nitrate process was lower than the value for the oxygen. So it starts consuming the nitrate, the concentration of that starts dropping. Once that's starting pegging out, the organism then switches to sulfate. And with sulfate, this is much lower. This is now very strongly anaerobic conditions relative to where we started. So the organisms then are changing both the concentration of the chemicals that are present in the water, big time, and they're also changing the redox characteristics of the water. Now, you remember in our lecture this morning I said that the dominant redox couple determines what all of the other chemicals experience in the water body. So the bugs then are actually able to change the redox chemicals that are present, and as a result change the environment that every other chemical in the water body experiences. So potentially then it can cause compounds to move from one oxidation state to another if it's a transition metal. And often if one transition metal and one oxidation state is soluble, you change its oxidation state and it's insoluble. So that iron 3 plus, iron 2 plus is the example. If we all of a sudden switched from iron 2 plus to iron 3 plus, then automatically that iron 3 plus precipitates out of solution. And the bugs can help control that. Now, our microbial population then has been around for that very long period of time, billions of years. It's had the ability to optimise for these different substrates so that they survive, whereas clearly we haven't got any option. Oxygen's it. When we go to the Cairns Water Lab in town, we'll be looking at the analytical chemistry section in detail. We'll also have a quick flick around the micro section, just so that you get an idea of how people carry out microbiological measurements. It's pretty basic. It's simply counting the number of organisms that they find on a plate. It's a very standard method for doing it. You remember a couple of years back they had a big scare down in Sydney with the water, and it was those sort of basic counts that they were doing where they were finding organisms that shouldn't have been in the water that were present.